insolvent institution still has the skill and experience to facilitate credit formation and will continue to do so under new ownership, management, and capital structure. Of course, the bankruptcy process is subject to inefficiencies and delays, and those should be addressed. A more streamlined process may be appropriate for financial institutions because they do have short-term credits. But this does not require an alternative regime of institutionalized bailouts. A bailout regime, unlike a bankruptcy regime, creates more hazard problems that impose costs on the banking sector continuously and not just during crises. Because creditors of too big to fail financial institutions anticipate that they will be able to shift some or all of their losses to taxpayers, they do not charge enough to the capital they provide. The financial institution, in turn, does not pay a sufficient price for taking risk. The result is a dangerous feedback loop. Large banks have access to cheap capital, which causes them to grow even larger, and more systemically important, while taking excessive risks, all of which increase the probability of a crisis. Thus, a bailout regime leads to more frequent crises, even as it attempts to insulate creditors from them. The administration believes this proposal will alleviate moral hazard and decrease the concentration of risk in too big to fail institutions. The idea is that these Tier 1 financial holding companies will be subject to stringent capital rules that will reduce the amount of risk they can take and create a disincentive to become a Tier 1 financial holding company in the first place. I think these disincentives are